Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Carousel Limited Q2 H1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Chairman and Managing Director from Carousel Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Namaskar and good evening to all. I wish you and your loved ones health and safety. I hope you have had the opportunity to review our presentation and financial results, which are available on the stock exchange and on our company's website. I'm accompanied by our CFO, Mr. Anand Sharma, and our SGA Investor Relations Advisor on this call today. To begin with, we are happy to announce that company name has changed from Macrosell Limited to Carousel Limited. The name of the company changed in order to increase brand recall value, introduce Carousel as a global brand, and strengthen its global presence. Now, let me begin with giving an update on the global scenario. U.S. and European economies continue to grapple with inflationary environment. However, the pace of it is slowing down. In the exports market, we are witnessing a periodic slowdown phase due to higher inventory levels maintained due to COVID period by our customers. Based on the feedback received from customers, we understand the secondary sales of the Quad Sync are still growing and is continued sustainable demand in online and retail segments. The high inventory level built up by our sales channels are getting liquidated slowly, and hence we expecting ordering levels for Quad Sync to increase from quarter four FY23 onwards. Our newly acquired business, Silmar, which operates in U.K., performed well in current business scenario. Their sales for the quarter witnessed strong growth on sequentially and on yearly basis. Indian economy has showed tremendous resilience to global cues and have high demand for Quad Sync. We have now sufficient capacity to fulfill demand in domestic market, which is continuously growing. Recent update, our relation with Grohe and IKEA is getting stronger day by day. We have doubled our supply to IKEA and sales to Grohe, increasing year-on-year basis. We're trying to establish new partnership alliances with global businesses for their global requirement. In our steel category, demand for Quadro seems on the rise, and we have witnessed a healthy growth in revenue H1 FY23 on YOY basis. We have mentioned in our last call that high-tech faucets are in demand in global markets. We have started working on faucet assembling line for 10,000 units, and supply will start from Q4 FY23 onwards. We have witnessed good inquiries for procurement of faucets by export customers as well as premium customers like IKEA and Grohe. Further, we have received orders from France and other countries for new PVD sink and other undermount sink, which will be great opportunity in export market. Given the current global operating environment, the board has decided to postpone the expansion of additional 200,000 capacity of Quad Sync. Further, looking at the growing demand in the built-in kitchen appliances, we have decided to utilize the resources for manufacture assembling of approximately 200,000 built-in kitchen appliances to become Atmanirbhar in this segment. This expansion will take place in two phases, that is 100,000 units in Q1 FY24 and balance 100,000 units in Q3 FY24. Further, of the capacity expansion of steel sink, by additional 90,000 sink expected to complete by December 2022. New innovations at Carousel. Like we mentioned in the last call, we have filed patent for green sink technology, which will be manufactured from organic materials with charcoal, spinach, and beetroot. The pigmentation is natural and sustainable, and will be soon launching at the exhibition in Paris on November 19, 2022. This will have positive effect on the environment, and the product acceptance will be very high. This is a breakthrough innovation in the sink industry. We are in process of developing new type of sink which will double the strength compared to existing sink without any further increase in manufacturing cost. The improved sink strength will result in reduced packaging cost. It also lead to reduced packaging time, will allow us to ship more sinks per container, thereby reducing shipping cost. We expect it to complete this invention by end of the current year, December 22, and the supplies will start in January 2023. Keeping in with our vision of taking the brand globally, we are launching the Carousel and Star Island brands in Dubai in December 2022. In order to further strengthen our foothold in export markets, and we appointed separate girl head for export business. We have also appointed chief of staff to oversee our foreign operations and business head to oversee institutional sales. Future growth global market. The current ongoing geopolitical tensions and energy crisis in Europe are presenting a very strong opportunity for Carousel on medium to long-term basis. The economies of Germany, Italy and rest of Europe, excluding France, continue to suffer from energy crisis. As a result, their production costs have grown up to a very large level. Currently, 3 to 4 million sinks are being manufactured in that area around Germany and Italy. With the rise in cost and their inability to manufacture at competitive levels and to sustain escalating cost inflation levels will ultimately work to our advantage. The ongoing crisis has presented us Europe plus one opportunity, and therefore Carousel has tremendous potential to enter into the market and bridge this supply gap, which will ultimately lead to an expansion of our customer base across the globe. We are already in discussion with few of the customers for their future requirements. Future growth Indian market. Further, in spite of the global recession trend, Indian economy has shown strong resistance. We are strategizing to increase our penetration in Indian market over mid to long term. We are witnessing a strong traction in domestic market. Over the last few years, owing to capacity constraints, we are not able to ramp up our supply to Indian market. However, currently we are well equipped to see the domestic market as well. Keeping in mind the growth opportunity, we have already taken a few steps, includes number one, appointment of Vani Kapoor as brand ambassador, to increase our dealer count to 2,230 at September 2022 and aim to increase 3,000 by end of 23. For H1 FY23, our domestic revenues have increased by 58% YOY to Rs. 71 crores. We are aiming to achieve a turnover of Rs. 300 crores in domestic market in the next 2 to 3 years. Now I would like to hand over the line to Mr. Anand Sharma, our CFO, to update you on the company's financial performance. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the consolidation financial performance of the company. Quarter 2 FY23 performance. Consolidated total income stood at 139.2 crore for Q2 FY23 as compared to 121.9 crore in Q2 FY23. The consolidated income for quarter 2 FY23 includes income from newly acquired subsidiary Cinema Technology Limited. While our export sales is down by approximately 21% on YOY basis on account of geopolitical situation, the decline was partly offset by 20% growth in our domestic market on YOY basis. EBITDA of the company for quarter 2 FY23 stood at 22.7 crore as compared to 29.7 crore in Q2 FY22. The decline was primarily due to lower sales leading to under absorption of the fixed costs. Profit after tax and the monetary interest stood at 9.2 crore in Q2 FY23 as compared to 17.7 crore in Q2 FY22. Now coming to H1 FY23 performance. Sales volume for quartz sink stood at 297,252 units, stainless steel sink stand at 58,294 units, and kitchen appliances stand at 15,668 units in HY FY23. Total income stood at 310.5 crore for H1 23 as compared to 221.2 crore for H1 FY 22, which registered a growth of 40% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the company for H1 23 stood at 57.1 crore as compared to 53.2 crore in H1 FY 22, growth of 7%. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 27.9 crore. In HY 23 as compared to 31.1 crore in HY FY 22. Thank you. Now I open the floor for questions and answers. Over to operator.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question at this time, please enter star then one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Pranav from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to understand on how the demand as such, because of the big box retailers now having a lot of inventory built up in last 6 months. So obviously they are facing some difficulties in liquidating them. But as you said that from 4Q onwards, you believe that demand should start picking up for Quad Sync. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, as you said that Germany, particularly with EU facing a lot of problems, and you had highlighted this in the last call as well. So the opportunity size or market share gain for you guys, how much can you see a kind of market share gain for Shock Technology Quad Sync because of this? Can you just throw some light on the scene?
So, like I said in my last speech, that there are about three to four million things are manufactured by our competition just in Germany and Italy. Now, whatever we have seen from reliable resources and our customers, that our competition is increasing the price almost every few weeks, and this will make us India, especially Caris is a very most probably the most competent low cost producer in the world. So we already see this traction. We already see this business transfer to us. We are in talks with already few companies on this. One or two customers already moved to us. A few are in discussion, and I have, honestly, I think, you know, I think it could be anybody's guess. We can probably get another storm coming in FY 23-24 if really things do not go well for them. As of now, it seems things are really not going well for them. And I think we are crossing our fingers. We are quite optimistic. The business will come to us. India is tremendous in terms of where compared to the global situation. So we are quite positive, and we are quite hopeful the large chunk of business will come to us next year. Now, to what extent, it could be anybody's guess. Yeah.
Right, sir. And sir, can you throw some light on the standalone EBITDA margin getting impacted in this quarter? So was this because of operation delivery, that is because of lower volume that you are able to generate, or was something else there in this as well? Because the freight cost has started coming down, so that would be a major part of your, that should be positive for you.
Yeah. So this standalone, it's down by 12% primarily because of the lower export sales, and because of that, there is a lower value addition happened. Now the fixed cost level is same, or we have controlled, but with the sales which is lower by 12%, we have a lower margin, number one. Number two, if you see the exchange differences, that has also played its part. If there the last compare quarter, we have around 2 crore 85 lakh exchange gain, which at current quarter is 2.5 crore exchange loss. This is all notional loss, MTM, but of course it's a part of the profit and loss account. Okay, and as I said, like interest and depreciation, whatever we have put in for the capacity, that all coming, but corresponding the volume has not come. So overall, business fundamental is same. We have remained strong. We have controlled our cost. With the every rise of the sales, the EBITDA margin will come back to the normal level.
Okay, sir. So, sir, we can consider this to be a kind of bottoming out of the EBITDA margins. From next quarter onwards, you should see improvement in margins coming in on standalone level.
So I think, you know, like I said in my last investor call also, we're expecting one or two soft quarters till this inventory, which is a temporary phase. So I think till then, I think we will, we'll obviously face some challenges, but we're looking at quarter four things to improve.
Okay. And so my last question was related to, as you said, that from next year onwards, you believe that things should improve quite well because of the shift and the EU plus one kind of strategy being adopted by the big box retailers. So since you have postponed the quads sync capacity addition, so are you confident that if the demand picks up very strongly, you'll be able to service that, or how we should look at this?
Yeah, so I think what we are doing is, to answer very quickly, we just focus on traction in the built-in appliances in India. And we already have about 70% increase in sales in the built-in appliances sector, which I was telling last time, it is expected to grow quite fast. While we have already infrastructure land, enough land and infra, even to increase the production to 1.5 million units also if we have to. Yes, there will be a further expansion, but we have, company has enough infra to build it up. So we will do, right now the priority was appliances in the traction there. So we have moved that. Now slowly if we see in a month or two, because there are large contracts which will come into play, which will probably give some few months time for us to improve our capacity, increase our capacity. So the company is well equipped to expand to 1.5 million units within 6 months at any time.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harshal Sethia from AUM Fund Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Sethia, yes. Can you please use your handset while asking your question?
Hello.
Sir, if you're on speakerphone, please use your handset.
Hello.
Thank you, sir.
So my question is, if we are bullish that the demand will start coming back in Q4 onwards, then due to the competitors dying in Europe and India will be the only option available to provide them with low-cost supply, then why aren't we going ahead with the capex and putting up the capacity upfront so that, you know, once the demand comes, you are ready with the capacity rather than waiting for the demand and then, you know, setting up the capacity?
So we already have a million sink capacity in place right now, which is quite sufficient even with the increase in the order. Now, further than 1 million sink, if it comes, any of the customer will give up in a six months time to expand. It's not going to be overnight. So we feel that 1 million sink will be sufficient to cater all the new inquiries and demand, which will come.
Secondly, I want to ask how much volume is being supplied by the competitors to in quad sinks market, and our volumes are around 600,000 sinks for the year, annualized.
total shock technology are approximately 4 million units which are being sold. Then all are manufactured in Europe.
Okay.
And all these 4 million things are having challenges for energy, inflation, and not just that, supply chain also is going to be a very big problem for them.
Okay, and in this 4 million things, does this include our volumes of 600,000 things?
No, that is not included.
So, on an average, the global industry is 4.5 million things, correct?
Yeah, like I said again, the total leaving us about 5 million things of what things are being manufactured, which shock has almost 80% market share. Another million things are being manufactured in Europe by some Eastern European manufacturers, which are not shock technology.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, so just one moment, please.
Yeah.
Mr. Harshal Sethia, do you have any other questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Our next question is from the line of Udit Gajwal from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thank you for taking up my question. Sir, firstly, on the capex that we have deferred, what will be the already cost that we must have incurred for that, which we have already postponed now?
So we have kept the infrastructure ready. We have invested in the buildings and infra and land. So that is all we have invested as of now, around 20 crore. Now this infrastructure what we have built in, that we are going to use for our built-in appliances till we get the further, you know, bush in the pot thing. So infra is available, we can use that for the built-in appliances as well as for the pot sink manufacturing.
And got it. And yes. And sir, for so what will be the further capex that we'll incur for, you know, setting up this built-in appliance plant, and what will be the phase-wise capex for 1 and 1 lakh each unit, and the top revenue that we expect from this capex?
So primarily we plan to do more assembling and then manufacturing. So the total capex expected to be about 20 crores on the first phase. For the 100,000 is expected to be around 10 crores.
Okay, and so what will be the revenue potential from the same?
Approximately 50 to 60 crores. From the first phase, the total will be about 120 crores with the phase 1, phase 2 of 100,000 units. For 200,000 units.
Okay. And this peak we should be expecting by 25, right? If we start the second phase in Q3.
The phase 2 is expected to also complete next year.
So first phase we are expecting in the quarter 1 of the next financial year, and second phase in quarter 3 of the next financial year.
Right. So sir, my directional question is that the peak revenue will be achieved in next year itself, in 24, is what we are expecting.
So peak revenue will come in FY25, not in FY24. The peak will come in FY25. Because you will get only a quarter for the second phase of expansion.
Understood, sir. And sir, on the quartz and stainless steel thing, so in domestic, what will be the cost difference now, and how has the demand in domestic shaping up?
So the quartz thing are still a premium thing, and it is the fastest growing category, like I said, global, not just globally, but also in India. I'll just tell you this. So we have an average rate in India, which is coming up 5,500, and steel thing about 4,000. So there is approximately about 20-25% difference between the steel thing and the granite thing.
Understood, sir. And sir, lastly, on the export that we are expecting the situation to turn around from Q4. So, and like you mentioned that we can set up a 1,50,000 capacity of quartz in 6 months. So that will be on the existing land, or we'll have to incur further CapEx for it?
So I said, to just recorrect it, I said 1.5 million sinks we can do. We already at 1 million, so half a million sinks we can do within 6 months on the, we already have enough land to build up capacity. So we don't have to put any CapEx in land.
Got it. And lastly, sir, can you,
Sorry, Mr. Gajwal, there are several participants waiting in the question queue for their turn. May we request you to return for follow-ups?
Sure.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abakkus AMC. But before we take this question, we'd like to request all participants to please limit their questions to two. Thank you. Please go ahead, Mr. Gada.
Yeah. Hi, thanks. Sir, firstly, could you provide the financials for HTL, please? The revenue, EBITDA, PAT.
For the, for which?
HTL, the subsidiary. The subsidiary.
HTL?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You move to next question, Nikhil. I'm just taking that out.
Sure, sir. Sir, now, you know, we have seen the fall of close to 25%-30% in volumes in quartz, and that is somewhat is also reflective in 3Q as well. Post that, I know it might be a bit difficult, but is it possible to achieve the sort of the run rate we used to do prior to the slowdown in Europe that we are seeing? Because we have expanded so much in other geographies as well.
Yeah, you know, 100% is gonna come back. I mean, there is no reason why it should not come back. We all know that the fundamentals of the business are very strong. At the ground level, the quartz business is roaring. That's the first thing I said. I think I would really be concerned at the ground level, things are not taking shape. But at ground level, when the quartz sinks, like I said, the hybrid culture is still existing in every corner of the world, and that's why the home improvement sector is still improving. Like U.S., like guys like Home Depot and Lowe's, from sources said that they're increasing 7% of online sales in home improvement. So this scenario is not going to change anymore. People, this work from home culture is there, the demand is very strong, the home improvement sector is still doing well. Now, because of inflation issue, mostly the revenge travel, inflation, and the geopolitical situation, it is a temporary phase. We all know that. Now, it'll take 3 months or 6 months, but the demand is not going anywhere. Demand is coming back.
Got it, sir.
We are very bullish that whatever we created, it'll come back. And not only that, maybe in a year or two, we will have to expand another phase because the traction is there in the quartzing business. It is taking over the share. Now, anyway, it's a cycle is, I mean, it's a cycle, isn't it? You guys are more expert than me, that anything is with the inflation, with the interest rates are more, that is, there's a softness in the home, in the mortgage business, home improvement business, but that eventually would be bottleneck, isn't it? Once it, the interest rates go down, there is going to be again traction in the home sector. So yeah, so we will have to little bit bear the brunt with this current situation, but yeah, we'll be out of there quite soon. Quite hopeful. Coming to your first question, Nikhil, I'm reading out the numbers from Sigma Technology.
Mm-hmm.
So in the quarter two, we have achieved turnover of 3.63 million pounds, against last year, 3.19 million pounds, growth of 13.8%. EBITDA is 588,000 pounds, against last year, 505,000 pounds, growth of 16.5%. PBT, 534,000 pounds, against last year corresponding, 440,000 pounds, growth of 21.3%. PAT, 433,000 pounds, against last year, 371,000 pounds, growth of 16.8%. So overall, Sigma Technology has done good numbers sequentially also and YoY also.
Got it, sir. Just one last question on the built-in appliances business. When we are already operating in the kitchen appliances space, and now with this in-house sort of assembling and manufacturing, is it sort of just a replacement of the sales that we are going to do, or do we believe that this, because 120 odd crores is what you are expecting by FY25, so that would be a sizable number, right, to what we are doing right now?
It may just compensate a little bit, but this is mostly to drive on a different, you know, different path, so different kind of built-in appliances we would like to do for India. The supply chain from China is still a challenge. I mean, isn't it? They're still having a very big challenges, and we just can't go on imports. I mean, one day you don't get consignment dollars, it's gone to 83, you know, you can't just do it. You can't just go run. And I think our technology of stainless steel fabrication gives us enough edge, you know, for us to manufacture this. So yes, it's going to be a new line. It's going to be a new type of kitchen goods. Will be more innovative also kitchen goods, which we have tied up with some engineering companies. We also have just recruited. Slowly going to build engineering and a technology team. The first lot is being recruited. We're going to join 1st January, including engineers from IIT, and which is going to, we have some plans in mind, which we can unveil, but yes, we do have some dynamic plans which will change the future of the kitchen hood and hob industry in India with some complete new engineered appliances.
We largely do it domestic, right? No exports.
Largely for domestic, yeah.
Got it, sir, got it. Thank you so much. I'll come back in a bit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request participants to please limit their questions to 2 per participant. Our next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So my question is on the gross margin side. So the half-yearly gross margin are completely different from what we had last year. So there's about 500 to 600 basis point difference. Is it to do with resin and raw material prices in quartz, or is it to do with anything else?
So I think this way, the margin is one is factor of this prices of this our pigments and the MMA has gone up, but that affected a very small, most is because of the freight and the cost of import and the corresponding cost associated. Once volume is down, I think gross margin per unit is not gone down. Overall, it has affected the operating margin.
So the gross margin themselves are down 500 basis point. So I'm just trying, I can understand your EBITDA margin assessment between quarter two and quarter one because of the volume itself being down.
Yeah, so consolidated, when you are talking about, it is a merger of Silmar from this quarter, I mean from last quarter. So last corresponding, Silmar was not there. Silmar cost, gross profit margin is very different from what we have in India. So that's why that margin difference will definitely come.
Okay, so now I understand. But is there any material-led gross margin which can improve from here on?
Yeah, so this the freight costs have almost come back to pre-COVID levels now. And the input costs are going down. So I think on the gross margin side, you will see improvement.
So my second question is volume. So let's say until quarter four of last year, we were thinking that we'll do about 900,000 volume in sinks this year and may utilize our capacity fully of 1.3 million next year. Now with the capacity going to only 1.1 million, what would be your best guess for volumes this year and best guess for volume next year?
So we believe that starting from quarter four, there you will see some improvement. I think it is anybody's guess. Now, what quarter where things are, inflation starts coming down, the geopolitical situation, I think it's I think it's very, very hard to tell what it is. But we are quite hopeful that we should be, I'm wishing that by half year next year, mid of half next year, things should start falling back in place. And at least we should come back to the level of quarter one.
Quarter one, I don't know the quarter one volume, so...
Yeah, I can tell you, we can also later on, if you want it now or later...
I can give you the number.
Yeah.
On the Vinayak Singh side, we have volume of 170,000 units in quarter one. And,
so, 175,
and 127,000 in quarter two. Now,
yeah.
Our best guess is from the quarter four onward, we'll back to the 170,000 kind of level.
Okay.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay, okay, understood. Understood. And from there, we will start growing, right? From the 170.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, you know, quote unquote. So, we have to
okay.
still take into consideration the, you know, the issues around us. But you ask our guess, it
yes.
would be our guess. And if not quarter four, it will be quarter one, you know. But we are saying that things will start falling back in place. It's just a matter of time at what period, quarter one or two here and there. But yes, it will start coming back in place.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prashil from Kitara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question was regarding your price difference between you guys and suppliers in Europe. You said you all are getting more competitive because of energy costs rising in Europe. So what is the difference now?
So we were already around 20-25% cheaper before this crisis hit, and now we should be more competitive by 35-40%.
Okay, and can we mention the 4 million units that are getting manufactured in Europe? What kind of shift do you see in the coming 1 year, maybe 2 years, if the situation continues to be, you know, the way it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, it could be like anybody's guess, isn't it? Now, whether that's a million thing coming to us or 2 million thing, depending upon... you know, that all depends upon the customers over there, what they would like to do. But the signs are showing that it is going to come towards us because we are one of the only 4 licensees of shop. So we are quite confident that it should come to it. To what volume, what extent, like I said, we are not sure.
Okay, and lastly, one data keeping question. You said around 10, you mentioned that 10 crores, is that the right amount that you need to spend more to convert the 200 units capacity that you're making for sinks to shift that to built-in kitchen appliances?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Sir, you were talking about this Silma technology. The company is performing good as the financial shared by our CFO. So, its manufacturing plant is also in UK. So, is it not facing any crisis, sir?
So, exactly my point. It's a good question because Silma technology does not carry on inventory, right? Because it's on made-to-order business. So even with this crisis in UK, our order book situation is still very strong. So it clearly says that the home improvement sector is in spite of all the challenges, it's still doing well.
Okay, means the demand is there, you are saying?
Yes.
That's the point, because that's probably the thing. FPL is reporting good numbers, no?
Exactly.
And sir, second thing is we are entering into this building appliance side. So, sir, this is being not our competitive advantage. Do you really think it will be an opportunity for us, or it will give us the extent of that much growth that we will targeting from Quartz Zinc? Because the market is very competitive there, and the margins, I think, also shall not be the same.
Talking for built-in appliances. Built-in appliances margins could be better than the Quartz Zinc also. That's what we're expecting, because it's a more of a lifestyle product, and whatever the innovation and the new engineering what we are planning to see, it is going to completely change the way the kitchen woods are manufactured. So it's going to be a very novelty item, and plus we would be obviously manufacturing the item which is currently in a high demand in India with some more added features to it. So yes, the gross margin side, if not more, but will be same as the Quartz Zinc side, yeah.
Sir, I was talking from the competition point of view. Means, is it means will we be able to get that much growth that we will expecting from the Quartz Zinc expansion, sir? That's what my question.
Very quickly, I'll show you the data, because we just had 2 days back a sales conference. From the sources, what my sales team got, the total built-in appliances market in India is about 3,300 crores. Out of it, 50% of the market is shared between Elica, KEF, Siemens, Bosch, Faber, Carel. So you're talking about organized sector of 1,500 crores. So in this 1,500 crores, basically there are only five players right now in India. We are not taking into consideration the built-in appliances like low-cost hobs and chulas or jo hum bol rahe ho, Sun Flame and other Pigeon, and no, that's not the sector we are into it, which is a low-margin segment. So we are into more of a premium segment, which has our potential market potential of 1,500 crores.
What is the expected growth for this 1,500 crore market?
What is the expected growth?
Means you are having the data point, na? So I think if you are having that growth expectation as well.
20-30% growth. So the whole appliances industry is growing about 15% year-on-year. Like I've said, that the first phase is going to do 200,000. Let's see, let's go for a year, and then we will be able to throw some more light to you. Closer to that.
Okay. And you were saying from Europe plus one opportunity kind of thing is going on. 1 million to 2 million. Have I heard it right? This much units will come to you. 1 million or 2 million.
I said what is coming, I don't know. It can come from million to 2 million units also. That's what I said.
Okay. Right.
I don't know, or we rather don't know what is that exactly, but potential is there about million to 2 million. Now let's see what comes to us.
Okay, understood. Right. Okay. That goes for my question.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Anshul Mittal from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, actually, sir, I wanted to ask about the goodwill increase, which we can see in of 80 crores. So what are the plans for amortization of the same going forward?
So this goodwill is on account of acquisition of Silmar Technologies Limited. Mm. And in UK, they amortize in 10-year time. But in India, there is no requirement of amortization because it's a purchase goodwill. It's not a revaluation done. So in our books, goodwill is stand. In consolidation, it will stand. Whereas in UK books, it will get amortized in next 10-year time.
Okay, understood. And so what will be the peak debt after all the expansion going forward? Currently, it is close to 130 crores.
So it will go by another 20-25 crore in the next financial year.
Okay. And sir, considering that our appliances and faucets business is more really focused towards domestic angle, so will we be able to maintain the margins of 20-22%?
So that's what sir
considering
said,
the distribution
the
channel.
Profile in built-in appliances are even better compared to quartz, because that's a lifestyle product and there is a different range where the prices are very high. So, and with currently what we are having, the margin is only a trading margin. Now with manufacturing margin coming up, margin profile will also increase. So we believe that we will have a better margin.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it for my...
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Chirag from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Just a quick clarification question on the destocking that some of our customers are seeing. Could you broadly share what kind of inventory days they carry and currently what those numbers would be? I understand they might not be exact numbers, but what is your best estimate of that, of the inventory that they on average carry and what it is today?
We actually don't in a position to tell you what numbers would be, but we see at least a four month inventory.
4 months inventory?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Right. And on the secondary demand side, is there any place where you are seeing the impact of inflation and interest cost rising? Is there any place where the secondary demand is also seeing some weakness? Is there any sector or segment or geography that you've seen that?
Yeah, so like I said, that the fundamental of the business is still very strong. The quartz things continues to grow, but yes, the secondary demand is still very good. There's a small about 8 to 10% decline in the secondary sales. So it is not what the impact what you see in compared to the primary sales. And I think which we also see the new customer coming in, we're tying up a new customer. So I think that will offset with the new customers coming in. So, and that you are talking, this second is in as of now. So you're talking in right now in the worst situation where there is about 10% decline in the secondary sales. And we expect this situation to improve from quarter four.
Understood. Very clear. Just one more question, if I can squeeze in. On the domestic side, quarter on quarter, there has been some moderation in the sales, whereas our sort of dealer network also has gone up by some 200-300 dealers. Is there a moderation in the secondary sales that you have seen this quarter, given monsoons and everything else, or is it just something that's a minor blip and next quarter onwards the things will sort of again normalize there on the domestic front?
Correct. So I think on the what has happened, there's so much of backlog which we had, three month backlog. So we kind of shipped it to all our distributors. So I think to a destocking to large amount with the domestic issue also took place. And then the rains got really this time. It really went prolonged rains across the states in India. And now, yeah, so now I think the Indian market is also now, they are getting easy on the stock levels. The sales have started rising back. So we'll see quite a big improvement now in terms of sales in India.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to request participants to please limit their questions to two, as there are several participants still waiting for their turn. Our next question is from the line of Ranudeep S. from Mass Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question is, what's the long-term split of revenue share that you see between India and the rest of the world from the present 29:71 ratio?
So on the long term, that is I think 5 years, we see the India versus export revenue would be about 50-50%.
Okay. And just a continuation to that question, what's the game plan in terms of ramping up the India practice from say 2,200 dealers as of today? Where do you see this heading in the next 2 to 3 years? And also we see that distributor network seems to be stagnant at 82. So any thoughts over there?
So I think we have a lot of work to do in India. We just had a sales conference a few days back, which we are appointing new team. We are expanding our sales team organization across the board. We are planning to double our sales force in India. We are also trying to fill up gaps where there are distributors, where we need in place, where we need galleries in place, where we need experience centers in place. So the plan should be ready in the next 60 days time. So we're doing everything in India. We see a lot of gaps. We haven't still got had time in the last year or two because we had so much busy in expanding our think capacity for the global markets and all. And yes, and really India has taken a hit by that. Time for us, I think, is we have now time to pull back our socks, start looking at India seriously, and we already started taking actions on that. Within the next 60 days to 90 days, we plan to at least have a 50% increase in sales force, and by March, we plan to double the sales force right now. On the midterm to long term, that is around 3 to 5 years, we plan to have a dealer network of about 5,000 dealers across India. Strategy for distributors that will come into play by quarter in January when we finalize our EOP for next year, because the strategy decision will have to come that we want to have appoint direct dealers with the showrooms, or we want to have more distributors for displays. So that again is a separate strategy for built-in appliances and things. We have also looked in Deloitte for the plan. So the short-term plan is in the next 2 to 3 years. How do we achieve a 300 crore revenue in India? And so we'll be doing everything in our powers to see that how do we try to do a 300 crore revenue in India in the next 2 to 3 years.
Oh, wow. Sounds exciting. My second question, how will you defend this exclusivity in the quad sync production that you have in India? What is your mode that will help you keep competition at bay? You know, I understand it's been a long time since you have this exclusive technology, but what is the mode which will ensure that you guys remain exclusive?
The way we have ensured is that Shock is not going to give technology to any other partner. And while we say that Shock is obviously is not giving any technology to partner, and I don't see any very future they plan to do, because they already experienced accuracy, let's say, a very strong comparator. And while Shock does not give, there are manufacturers coming in and out. Every month we see somebody coming somewhere trying to make the quad things like us. And we still have a 90% market share probably in India. So it's a technology which is not just done by a machine. It's a technology from the formulations to the molds to how it's manufactured to the scale of the manpower. You need a lot of experience to come out with a good balance thing. So it's not easy. So that's one. And number two, let's assume even if somebody comes, the innovation taking place, like I said, we are doing this for first time, and a very important point I'd like to state, the engineering technology department, which we aggressively is planning to spearhead from quarter four, so we are having our own team, where the IIT teams and the other teams are going to join us. So we are going to ensure that in every category we steered as a leader, in categories which we are not, we need to come out more innovative products to be leaders. Quad 100%, like I said, the green sync, The IP are going to play a very major role to stay ahead of the competition. We have already filed two IPs recently, almost worldwide. One is the Green Sinks. The only company in the world who makes Green Sinks from BioQuad, that's one. Number two, the Super X technology, we filed a patent where the sink is going to have double the thread even then a shock thing. And the more and more online sales happening across the world, the customers are going to prefer to have our Super X technology, which is going to be launched in France and in Dubai in the next month time. So we are very confident. And if this Super X technology, which is virtually unbreakable thing, which has double the strength, which is, I think, going to transform the company's growth.
All right. All right. Thank you for that elaborate answer and wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Harsh Jhawar from Centrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was regarding, so I just wanted to know, is there any progress on the partnerships which we were looking at? So one we had, we were planning to sign partnership with IKEA for steel sinks. And secondly, there were other discussions going on with other retailers. So any update on that thing?
Sorry, one was IKEA and other was what?
Any other major partnerships in pipeline? Anything which is fructifying?
So there are many, many partnerships in pipeline. That's all I can say right now. Periodically, you will get the announcement. We'll share with you. We'll be happy to share with you. As far as IKEA is concerned, yes, we have tied up with them for stainless steel thing, and we'll be starting them from quarter four. We have also got an opportunity for stainless steel for the UK market. We have tied up, and that also will be starting from quarter four. For the other products, the steel things, PVD, and for the quartz things, we have some interesting tie-ups coming on the way, but periodically, as when time comes, we shall let you know.
Okay, sir. That's all from us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Anay Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, sir.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. I think most of my questions are answered. Thanks for that, sir. But one question, which is more of a strategic one, like you had a near-term vision and mid-term vision of targets, right, in terms of turnover. So do you see any revision due to the stuff that is going on around the globe, and what type of turnover that you are looking for next, maybe next 3 years? Do you have any sense on that, sir?
So we are still very confident, and we still want to believe that we will touch 1,000 crore sales, as what you expected could be delayed by a year, but I think it is going to come. It is going to come back very soon. We have a plan B in place. So even if there is some uncertainty which we are seeing right now, global strategy, but we do have a plan B. We will take appropriate decision at appropriate time, but we are very confident that the plan B will take care of us achieving 1,000 crore sales within the next 2 to 3 years.
That's great, sir. Thanks. Thanks for it. Nothing from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Munjal Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, management. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, two quick questions. One, I needed a clarity on that when we mentioned that we are investing 10 crores, so that 10 crore is for 1 lakh appliances, or that 10 crore is for 2 lakh appliances? For 10
crore is for 100,000 appliances.
So it's 220 crores, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and so when so now basically we are coming up with different basically quality of sinks. So when you say that it's the Super X tech, which is a unbreakable sink. So if I put the strong sink, our normal quartz sink, the steel sink, and the faucets and appliances. So basically, in the order of margins or in the order of pricing, will all of be in the same range, or the super strong sink and the green sink will be higher value-added products compared to our current products?
So I would say the Super X will have the best margins, followed by our granite sink, the built-in appliances and the steel frame.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That's from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Chintan Mehta from Prudent Broking. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the margin we enjoy currently on appliances and what the margin we are expecting after the expansion?
So I think our current gross margins are 40%. Our current margins are 40%, which we are expecting to go to 50%.
Okay, gross margin. Okay, understand. And sir, this appliances business will be developed under the same brand name, Crisil, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and sir, if you can throw some light on this 4-month inventory, it is on our side that we have a 4-month inventory.
No, the 4-month inventory is at the customer side.
Okay, okay. And sir, how this contract decided? Does this large retailer commit any volume number or how much order do they maintain in general?
Yeah, so we have, we obviously have contracts on an annual basis with a large with a large customer, and they give you quarterly revolving orders for 3 months.
Okay, okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again, sir. Sir, a quick question on, I was saying mentioning the SPL is not having the inventory. So why are distribution channels facing the inventory built up, sir?
I don't understand. Sorry, I did not understand you. Can you come again?
I was saying the SPL is not having the inventory, as you mentioned, because the result is good. Why are distribution channels are having the inventory built up? Because why they are not able to clear or liquidate the inventory in the same period where the STL is able to do the same?
The STL is a different business model. It's on a customized. They make kitchen and the bathroom platforms fabricated based on orders at the site.
Okay. That due to the difference between business models. So that's what I was saying, if they are having the demand, that doesn't mean our distribution channels will having the demand.
It's the other way around. See, where there is a inventory to be built up, there may be lag between demand and supply. When there is a customized, demand comes first and then supply starts. So there is a difference between the two business models.
Understood. Right.
Like earlier on the inventory side, also the reason is that we used to have about 12 to 14 weeks of lead time delivery. And now suddenly increasing the capacity to million things, they have brought down the lead time to two weeks now. So that's where the gap happened. So the way at what the momentum the thing demand was, based on that the customer ordered the things. And then you have this issue when COVID opened up and you had vengeance travel. Inflation and all these things.
Okay. Understood. Right. Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
I would like to once again reiterate that the challenges posed by current geopolitical and recession trends shall be short-term in nature. On a medium and long-term and on a sustainable basis, we see great opportunities for us, the Euro Plus One, and opportunities to increase our penetration in Indian market to grow our business substantially. We have great product line and fundamental business remains strong as ever. Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need further clarification or want to know more about the company, please get in touch with our team or SGA, our investment relations advisor. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on the call.
Thank you very much, Mr. Parekh and members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Crisil Limited, we conclude this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.